Well, firstly, the new data published today shows that measles deaths worldwide have been reduced by 74% from an estimated 535,000 deaths in 2000 to 139,000 in 2010. And measles control efforts in sub-Saharan Africa have actually resulted in the largest absolute decline in measles deaths, with an 85% reduction between 2000 and 2010. So in a sense, measles control activities in the African region have made the largest contribution to this global decline in measles mortality.
And what would you attribute this decline to?
This is because member states in the African region have increased their efforts both to increase routine immunization coverage with measles vaccine and other vaccines, and also conduct mass vaccination campaigns to reach children who may have been missed by routine vaccination. So, for example, in the African region, measles coverage has increased from 56% in 2000 to 76% in 2010, so a 20% increase in routine vaccination, which is very significant in terms of preventing measles. And in addition, countries in the African region have provided over 500 million doses of measles vaccine through supplementary vaccination campaigns over the same 10-year period.
There's a period between 2008 and 2010, I believe, where the study says there has been a relapse or measles is recurring again in large numbers. What is happening?
The fact that we're getting measles is a result of lack of vaccination, both through routine services and mass vaccination campaigns. And what's underlying this is a decrease in political commitment and also funding available to do the preventive vaccination activities.
You've said that it's political, is a failure of the health system. What about on the part of the parents themselves?
In general, studies find that the low immunization coverage that we're seeing is not that parents are refusing vaccination, particularly for measles, which can be quite a severe disease, and children die from measles, so parents understand that. It's usually that our immunization systems are weak and we're unable to provide the vaccine.
There's a new initiative to control measles. What is in it for Africa?
Just this week, the Measles and Rubella Initiative is launching a new strategic plan that aims to not only reduce measles mortality down to 95% from 2000 level, but also to introduce rubella vaccine for many countries. And so there is now a new strategy to combine measles with rubella vaccine and prevent both measles deaths and a syndrome called congenital rubella syndrome, which occurs when pregnant women are infected with rubella virus in the first trimester. So this is the new component of the strategic plan, is the opportunity to prevent in one vaccine both diseases.
There was the debate about the MMR dose, measles, mumps and rubella dose, that it has side effects. Is this an issue on the African continent?
This is less of an issue in the African continent than in other settings. And it's important to note that the original study that suggested a link between the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and side effects such as childhood autism has not been proven to be the case. So there have been a number of very good scientific studies that have shown that there's no link and that the vaccine is quite safe.
What is the difference between measles and rubella?
Measles is a very infectious virus that spreads and causes fever, rash, and then many children get pneumonia. And anywhere between 1 in 100 and 1 in 10 children may die from measles. So it's one of the most acute infectious childhood diseases. Rubella is a milder disease in children caused by a different virus from a different family. It also causes fever and rash in children, but children recover. But if you get rubella in the first trimester of pregnancy, then up to 90% of those babies born have defects. They can be deaf, they can be blind, and their heart may not function properly. So it's quite a severe disease if infection occurs in pregnancy.
And what is the recommendation for vaccination?
The recommendation is all children should get 2 doses of measles and rubella vaccine according to the schedule in their country. Many countries in the African region have not yet introduced rubella vaccine, and I think there will need to be a decision-making process at national level to look at the burden of rubella and make a decision to introduce rubella vaccine. And once national authorities have decided to use rubella vaccine, then going forward, all children will be getting a combined measles and rubella vaccine.